And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Baseball's home run derby is set for Monday night in the thin air of Colorado, and the odds are set as well, according to BetMGM. I'm Tim McMaster here along with Michael Beller. We are going to dive into the field. First off, though, let's talk big picture, Beller. This has got to be one of the more exciting derby fields, I think, in a while. Yes, we'd love to have Fernando Tatis Jr. in there. We'd love to have Vladdy Jr. in there. But this is fun, and it's always more fun in Denver.
Absolutely. Right there with you, Tim. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, 32 homers, doing something none of us have ever seen before. He's in here. Trey Mancini, we know what a great story he is coming back from cancer a season ago and being in the field. Trevor Story hitting at home, and how much longer is Colorado going to be home for him? I don't think he's going to be there in August. So just so many great stories, so many great players. And hey, how about the fact that we just have a home run derby this year? We didn't have one a season ago. So it's just great to get this entire All-Star week back in our lives with the home run derby at the center of it all.
Yeah, home run derby 2 years in the making. All right, let's go over the odds and let's start with the favorite. It is Shohei Ohtani, who is going to be a busy man during this All-Star break. He's on the All-Star team as both a hitter and a pitcher, and before Tuesday night's performance, he'll be in the Derby on Monday. He is plus 325. I would just my thinking, and you can tell me if I'm crazy on this, but in general, I feel like going with a favorite if you're betting on the home run derby is probably not the best idea in general.
I mean, any of these guys is liable to win, right? I mean, we're not talking about in-game power. We're not talking about who's hit the most home runs to this point of the season. So it's just easy to fade the favorite. I will say that plus 325 isn't prohibitive. It's still pretty nice odds. You're getting 3.25 back on your money if you do bet on Ohtani and he wins. So I'm a little tempted to go in that direction just because of what a great story it is. I think that that's going to be the big liability for sure for BetMGM. They are going to be taking, I would guess, a ton of Ohtani bets because who doesn't want to sit back on Monday night, have a little money on Ohtani, and watch him do what he's been doing. But in general, I tend to sway away from the favorite because you could just as easily see Juan Soto win this thing or Trevor Story win this thing or even Sal Perez win this thing and get much better odds on those guys. So as great as Ohtani is, as much as he deserves to be the favorite, it's probably not the best way to spend your betting dollars.
All right, so the second favorite, or number two in the order, Joey Gallo, he's plus 450. I witnessed Joey Gallo live at the Futures game in Minnesota when he broke the windshield of a truck on the right field concourse. He has unbelievable power, so he's certainly a factor, another guy that could be traded soon. But then the defending champion, and that's weird because there was no derby last year, but if you remember back to 2019, it was Pete Alonso of the Mets in that tremendous season that he had. He is plus 500. What do you think of that for the defending champ?
Interesting that he's got just 15 homers on the season. He dealt with a little bit of injury, but he's been mostly out there for the Mets this year. And just 15 homers on the season, not what we would expect from Pete Alonso to this point. Again, I just feel like plus 500 on a guy who hasn't shown us the power that we're used to seeing from him this season. Again, it's not game power, but still, like, I would want to see something either a little more from him before this or have those odds be a little bit better. There are some guys down the pike here where if I'm not going to go for one of the favorites in Ohtani and Gallo, and again, I think Gallo is deserving of being the second favorite on the board behind Ohtani, it's hard for me to stop at Alonso. I want to keep going down a little bit, find a little bit better odds on guys who are just as liable to win this thing, and frankly, have just been more effective with the bat, more effective with power so far this season.
All right, then Matt Olson, plus 650. He's the kind of who's that player in this field, I think, for a lot of people if you're not a big baseball fan. Then Trevor Story. We mentioned it, the hometown guy, or the, you know, he is a Rocky. We don't know how long he's going to be a Rocky. We do know that they're not taking any trade questions until after this weekend because they want him slugging as a Rocky. So Trevor Story, everybody obviously at the ballpark's going to be pulling for him. He knows how to square it up at Coors Field. To me, that feels like a good one at plus 700.
I think that's one of the better bets on the board for sure, just because he does this every day. I mean, this guy takes batting practice at Coors Field all the time and has been doing it for years. And that's exactly what this competition is. And he's got the power. Again, another guy who hasn't shown it this season with just 11 homers on the year, but we know this is a year in, year out, 30, 35 home run sort of hitter. So this is definitely a narrative for sure, but still someone who can really turn on the power wherever he's hitting and certainly at a park that he is very familiar with. And plus 700, I don't know, Tim, that feels like pretty friendly odds to me. I would guess that if I was making these odds myself, I would have been making him the plus 500 guy and Alonso the plus 700 guy just because of the ballpark being at Story's back. So plus 700 does feel like a pretty nice price point to get in on the guy who's going to be the hometown story in this one.
All right, and then finally, the final three guys in the field, Sal Perez of the Royals, plus 800. Juan Soto, who's going to be a blast to watch, plus 900. That's surprising to me. And then Trey Mancini, plus 1100. That, of course, a feel-good story, like you mentioned off the top. So picks, Beller, who do you like? If you're betting on this thing, who are you taking?
So the two guys who I'm looking at here, Tim, I'm going to start off with the guy you said maybe is the who's that pick. I like Matt Olson. A lot of power in that bet. He's got 21 homers this season. That's the third most among participants in the home run derby behind Ohtani and Gallo. 36 in the rabbit ball year of 2019, 29 back in 2018, and 14 in 2020 across just the 60 games. So the power for Matt Olson, very legit, and I think that his left-handed swing is built well for Coors Field, so I like him a lot. And then you said Juan Soto, another interesting guy in this field, down at plus 900. I mean, I know we don't think of as Juan Soto as this just sit back in the batting cage and just rip these 450-foot homers. We think of him as a use-all-fields, gap-to-gap guy, a guy with a ton of gap power, but also probably the best pure hitter in this field, and that's no disrespect to Shohei Ohtani and what we're seeing from him. So you get a guy who has just that elite 80-grade hitting tool that Juan Soto has and tell him, hey, man, just go hit homers. I think we're going to see a lot of homers for Juan Soto, and I think that this price is just way too focused on the fact that he hasn't been hitting for power for the Nationals this season, so I like that a lot. Olson and Soto would be my best bets, and if I'm going to make a pick, I'll ride with Matt Olson.
Love the way Soto spits on balls that he doesn't like, right, in regular games, the way he stares it down. I want to see if he does that to a home run derby pitch. It comes in, and he does, like, a little dance before waiting for the next one. Okay, I would go with Trevor Story. We mentioned the plus 700, and it just feels like these events, right? The All-Star Game is always about these weird things that just seem like they shouldn't happen. They're too good to be true, and then they do happen. You think about Todd Frazier winning back in Cincinnati in the rain on the walk-off, and this could very well be the final kind of moment that Rockies fans have to embrace Trevor Story before he is traded away. So I'll go with Trevor Story with the plus 700. One thing we know, the balls will be flying out of Coors Field in the thin air of Denver. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from the Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.